855-453. This is the live Sunday show of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here. We do this 7 nights a week. This is the live Sunday version, as I had said previously. Just want to make sure that you understand that, in fact, we are live, because that's so rare in radio land as a live Sunday show. 855-453. Also, if you go to the website at freetalklive.com, we've got archives the last 7 days right there in the front of the page. It's very right there in the navigation bar, very easy to find them. And then if you want to get shows going back past the last 7 days, we have them completely free for you at archives.freetalklive.com. We've got years worth of content at archives.freetalklive.com. The rest of the radio shows out there, at least the commercial talk ones, they charge you for archives. Free Talk Live, we give them to you for free.
Yeah, maybe if you're listening on the radio right now and you only get Free Talk Live on the weekends or maybe just on Sundays, you can discover there's a whole world of content the other 6 nights of the week. And it's right there, archives.freetalklive.com.
Let's go right into the phone. Actually, let's go to the Skype, and we'll see whether or not I can pull this off.
The Skype.
Yeah, the Skype.
The Skypes. The interwebs.
Yep. I believe that Ty is giving us a good Skyping. Ty?
Oh, my.
Good evening, folks. Hey, I wanted to go back. I guess there's been kind of an on-running Sunday conversation regarding the obligation of parents to children and where that originates.
Yeah, that's right. We've had the guy named Jack called in from Texas, and he proposed a new idea, an interesting idea that sort of some of the philosophy, and this is deep philosophy of libertarianism. I think that the vast majority of people take care of their kids, and it's really not not really that big of an issue. But kind of where does that obligation, whence does that obligation come, and what is that obligation? And I think it's kind of interesting stuff. Go ahead, Ty.
Well, I was wondering, was his idea that it's similar to a tort case where the parents cause the child to be in a helpless, dependent state? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounded like it.
Yeah, I don't see how it could actually be a can you hear me still?
Yep,
I hit the wrong button. I don't see how it could actually be a tort when the child did not exist in a formerly independent condition. The parents did not cause them to change from an independent existence into a dependent state. And also, doesn't life itself have a value? And if so, then the parents actually provided value to the child immediately at birth.
It's interesting, and I think this is such a unique relationship that, these points are certainly valid, and it's difficult to say one way or the other, I don't know. I mean, do you think that parents have an obligation to take care of a child?
I personally do. I do not want to have the state dictate what that obligation is. I think that parental obligation is one of those libertarian conundrums. I don't know if there is really a solution to the problem, but I think that most libertarians can agree that we do not want the state to be involved in that situation.
But, yeah, I don't think Jack was suggesting that. We kind of clarified that with him last week. But, I think there's a subtext behind this question, and it's not necessarily about the state. It's actually about the relationship between parents and children. And I think that a lot of people, maybe Jack, I don't know, I can't really speak for him, but perhaps he was thinking about it in the sense of, like, for instance, if somebody has abusive parents or neglectful parents, do they owe their parents anything? You know, does the child owe their parents love or affection or continued contact or anything
like
that?
Age of 18 or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, as soon as they're able to
take care of
themselves out of that situation,
I don't think they do. I think that one creates a bond with one's child. When one has one, and then if that, either A, you raise a jerk, or B, you were a jerk, and the person whom you raised doesn't like you. That's between you and them. I mean, that's
But there are lots of people out there who would say that even if somebody has really abusive parents, that because it's their parents, they should try to work it out no matter what, and they owe it to them to stay connected with them, and that it's wrong to not choose to associate with them.
I wouldn't frivolously throw away a relationship with a parent.
Right.
But yeah, I had this situation where I had a parent who he's dead now, who was, I tried to keep the relationship going, but I really just kind of thought he was a jerk. Mm. And it's not that he was a big jerk. It's not like he did anything terrible to me or anything like that. He just seemed like kind of a selfish dude, and I didn't want to spend that much time with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so
I think also there may be that obligation of a child to a parent may come from something that I brought up earlier, and that is that life itself has a value, and parents have provided that value to the child immediately at birth. Now, different parents bring different value to a child's life as well, because there are various levels of parenthood, different types of parents, and what they provide afterward can be good or bad. But I think that there is some initial value that's provided just by giving them life.
I think interesting ongoing conversation.
Yeah, and I just want to bring up a point about that, though. Like, yeah, perhaps I would say life has value. I certainly value my life. But I know we have some other calls on the line. But the child, because it didn't exist, did not ask to receive that gift, right? So if somebody gives you something of value, a gift, let's just say, but you didn't ask for it, does that then create an obligation of you?
That's a good point.
To the person.
So in some societies,
so I'm wondering if there's actually an obligation, really technically an obligation either way. Mm-hmm. There's definitely, a moral responsibility, I believe, in parenthood, because you have brought somebody into life and they are completely dependent. So I think that puts a burden on the parent, but I don't know if it's really an obligation.
All I heard from Jack was sort of an explanation of the state that you claim exists, that parents have some kind of, obligatory duty to care for a child in some way or another. And I did hear from other people, Kurt called in on this, and that he felt that there was some level of obligation that a parent had to a child, for instance, only to make sure that they got into the hands of somebody who would take care of them. I'm adopted, and that's what my parent did for me, is get me into the hands of somebody who would take care of me. It's interesting. And where does that obligation come from? It's either... either that obligation is something you contracted for, which of course there is no contract, or that obligation is a tort. And I thought that it was kind of revolutionary what Jack said. I don't know that I necessarily
believe
it, but I have
it's
going to take me years to decide whether or not what Jack said is right.
Well, I think the tort thing fails just because the child did not exist in a formerly independent condition, so the parents did not cause them into a dependent state.
I've never heard that as a status of a tort, as that somebody needs to have existed in an independent state prior to.
No, I mean,
yeah, it's almost like a broken.
You had to have. In other words, if somebody's walking down the street and you run into them in your car and you break both of their legs and cripple them for life, you have changed them. You have changed their life from a normal independent condition into a less independent condition. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, with a birth, it creates a person who's independent from nothing or from previous non-existence.
That you're
right?
Just making the assumption that it's nothing. Maybe that person was in some kind of independent state in some spiritual world elsewhere.
Oh, well, BS detectors going off, Mark.
I just saying.
I'm not convinced.
We don't know. So anyway, Ty, I appreciate the call. 855 450 free. Let's go to real quick here to Blaine in Kansas. Blaine, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have a couple questions for you here. I'm going to go see my newborn here in a day.
Excellent.
And she's
Congratulations.
3 days old. But the mother has asked me to sign the birth certificate while I'm up there.
All right.
And I'm not sure I want to do that, being she left the day after she found out she was pregnant.
Interesting.
So I'm not really sure how to do this without, forcing her into coming after me for child support, because I feel like it would be kind of a smack in the face for her.
Wow, we're going to have to hear more about this situation.
Indeed we will. Blaine, please hold the line if you would. 855-450-FREE. Huh. So she gets knocked up and then goes on her separate ways. Did she create a situation where he thought that there was going
to
be more?
A million products. Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-453, here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. You can save up to 75% off your prescription medications with Save On Meds. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you up to 75% off of heart, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories, independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to $25 in the U.S. is what it can cost. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. You can call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. As a matter of fact, I know the guy who runs Save On Meds. I've known him for 30 years. He's a close friend, as close as a friend can be to me on the planet. 888-696-9363. It's 888-696-9363 for Save On Meds. So let's go back to Blaine and call him from Kansas. He's got a problem with, well, looks like his, was it a wife, Blaine?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay.
Right, lived with me for probably 8 to 10 months up to this point.
And was the pregnancy you said she got pregnant and then left. Was the pregnancy planned or was it a surprise?
Oh, it wasn't exactly planned, but, you know, not really a surprise either, if you know what I mean.
So you weren't
really taking any precautions not to get pregnant?
Not at the time because, you know, when they tell you one thing and they really mean a different, it's hard sometimes to know.
Who's they and what were they telling you?
They won't tell you.
Who's they and what were they telling you?
Oh, you know, be together, all of that good stuff. We were planning on moving to another state, and then all of this stuff happened. She ups and leaves, and that's where we're at.
So a pregnancy can be a very emotional thing. Do you think that she became scared and upset and ran away, or do you think that she got what she wanted and ran away?
Well, the way that she's acted since, I think she got what she wanted and left.
All right.
I'm sorry to hear that. That sounds like a really painful situation.
So your newborn's 3 days old now, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be heading down there tomorrow?
Yep.
To go and see your, is it a daughter or son?
Daughter.
You'll see your daughter for the first time.
And this will be the first time you've seen the partner since she left?
In probably 7 months.
All right. And she wants you to sign the birth certificate claiming to be the father. And do you have any doubt that you're the father?
Well, I wouldn't have, but, you know, at this point, it's left me kind of full of a lot of doubt.
All right. I don't know how paternity tests work. I would assume that they are, you know, I would assume that the person who wants to know the paternity of the child is the one for who has to pay for them. And
she has to agree to it, I think, right?
What do you mean?
The mother would have to agree to have the baby paternity tested because they need a DNA sample, right?
Makes sense.
But, you know, to me, Blaine, I have to say, like, it's just the whole situation is smacking of a... it doesn't seem like something's... that, like, the whole truth is coming out here, you know what I mean? It sounds like possibly a setup, right? Like, maybe she wants to entrap you into paying child support or something. And
it kind of feels.
Yeah, so... how do you feel about going down there? Do you think it's an option to just say, I'm not interested in going to sign this certificate? You know, you left, and what's going on here?
I'd like to actually see my baby in case it is mine. Then I have, you know, some standing that it looks like I've tried versus just saying, well, I'm not interested. You know, send me your court paperwork and take my blood if you want to. That doesn't look as good as if I go make an effort to see my daughter. But
do you want to see your daughter?
Absolutely. I'd rather have custody of my daughter.
Good luck with that.
She offered to sign in her way the rights 3 or 4 times before the last time I spoke to her, but
all right,
I don't know how that goes. But the other question I have is at what point, you know, she moves 4 hours away, how far does she have to move away before this obligation's no longer mine? I can't leave my job, have a full-time job, get good benefits, good pay. But at what point, how far does she have to move? Out of the country, off this world, out of the universe? Not really sure at what point I'm not responsible.
I think it's out of the country is probably the reality, you know, as it exists these days.
if I were you, Blaine, you know, I would try to maybe put some thought into, you know, what led up to this choice of a partner, because obviously this relationship was not going the way that you thought it was, and the outcome was pretty sad for everybody. And it sounds like it'll be more difficult for your daughter too, right? Not to have two parents who are taking care of her at all times and perhaps inconvenience you a lot. And so, I mean, let's try to think about why this happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good question.
Well, Blaine, I wouldn't put my penmanship on a piece of paper until I was certain of what I was signing for.
That's a legal thing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not that you don't want to take care of your daughter. It sounds like you do. It's that, you know, there's no reason to create a liability where one doesn't exist. So I would want to know what the reality of the situation was before, you know, they're going to have to show me paternity as opposed to anything else. I mean, if she wants you to sign that piece of paper in exchange for another piece of paper, perhaps drawn up by an attorney that says that she's turning over custody, then, you know, I'd be interested in doing that. If that's what you want, you know, custody of a child is a big commitment, and you need to decide what if that really does fit your life the way you think it does. It's not about the old relationship. It's not about getting back at anybody. It's not about any of those things. It's about who can provide a better life for that little girl.
Well, I think me having a job and her living with her father and being on welfare leaves me as a better provider. But
well, don't worry, you're going to provide anyway, Blaine, if it's your child.
All right, well, thank you for your help, guys.
Thanks. I'd really love to hear Blaine. To find out what happens, Blaine. Thanks for the call.
Can I just make a quick PSA?
Okay.
Birth control is cheap, it's easy to get, and you can take responsibility for it no matter whether you're a man or a woman. And it can really help prevent situations like this. You know, people can still have fun, they can have sex, but if you're not ready for a kid, or if you think there's any doubt that you're able to take on that responsibility of a child, do everybody a favor and just put one on, you know, or something.
I think it's always good advice, but I don't think you always know in the midst of a relationship how things are going to go in the future. It's just hard to know.
It's hard to know, but, you know, if you're unsure, if there's any ambiguity,
life is
you can always have kids later.
No,
always.
No, you can't.
Well, okay, but probably.
Let's go to Jared. Calling in from Michigan. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about the Robin Hooding thing, but before I got to that, I was listening to last night's show.
Okay, Jared.
And you were talking... Yes.
Go ahead. What are you talking about?
And you were talking... Oh, hello?
This is going well. Hold the line if you would, Jared.
Sure.
Thanks. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
We've been kind of talking child custody and parental responsibilities here on the Sunday show, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in, discuss that, or whatever it is that you might want to discuss. We've got Jared on the line. We'll get right back to him. But I want to tell you about... Well, the possibility of having some stored food on hand. You never know when an emergency is going to occur. You know that one's going to occur. You just don't know what form it's going to take. It's a good idea to have insurance, and a basic form of insurance is to have for you and your family is some stored food. And it's cost-effective, too. We at food.freetalklive.com have the Legacy Premium brand, and you can get it for $1.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. And it's lower than everybody else, that everybody in the industry, you know, as far as costs go. And you'd think that you're getting a low-quality product if you're getting the lowest-cost one. That's not true at all. It's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. None of the competition does that. And so go to food.freetalklive.com. Pick up some stored food. You'll be happy you did. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. And they're one of the very few that actually has an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. It's food.freetalklive.com. Free shipping on every order. Food.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Jared, Michigan. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that. I was getting some feedback when the break was coming on, so that was really funky. That's never happened when I called in the past. But anyway, the first thing, I was listening to the checkpoint thing, and there's a lot of good checkpoint videos out there. There's people
last night we were before you go on, Jared. Last night we were discussing checkpoints on the Saturday show, and there's a variety of videos out there by I can't remember what the Flex Your Rights organization. And so go on.
My problem with the videos is the person himself, Pastor Anderson. He's a pastor, or so-called pastor, out of Tempe. And if you were to Google Pastor Anderson against gays and go to the third search on Google, there's a video of him on Sirius OutQ, which is the gay channel, from August of 2009. This guy says the most horrible things I've ever heard about gay people.
Yes.
He says, and you can read it for yourself, he says that gay people should be killed. That's what the Bible teaches. And when the Lord said at the end of it, he said, well, I'm gay and I don't molest gay children. Pastor Anderson said, well, I'd say you're lying. And at the end of it, he said, do you pray that I'll die tonight? And his words were, I quote, if you're a homosexual, I hope you get brain cancer like Ted Kennedy.
Wow. I could believe it because how fearless this guy was talking to the authorities in these videos. I could definitely see him saying these kind of comments on radio, whoever that is.
What does fearlessness have to do with that?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, like, I think most people are scared. I think there's a lot of people probably, you know, perhaps in his flock or in other, like, religious groups that hold similar feelings, but they don't just come out and say it. You know what I mean? As to where this guy clearly just doesn't care what anybody thinks.
So you think it's some kind of sociopathy or psychopathy?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just a comment.
Yeah,
Jerry, you do know that we did discuss that, right, on the Saturday Night Show. I mean, I did, you know, mention that this guy was that sort of guy, right?
I didn't know that you said it was that bad. I mean, I
listened to say it was that bad.
My jaw dropped.
No, I didn't say it was that jaw-droppingly bad, but I did read a couple of quotes, and they weren't pretty.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone's version of freedom or liberty is going to be different, and I get that, but I don't think this guy really cares about the Constitution. He cares about his Pharisee-like version of how he interprets the Bible to be and how people who he doesn't like should just be killed.
No, I think he absolutely cares about the Constitution. I mean, he's shown an adherence to old documents. As
all men are created equal?
As though they're the truth. What does what's really the Constitution have to do with all men being created equal? I don't think it
well,
does
yeah,
that.
that's the Declaration of Independence, right?
But right. I mean, the Constitution allows slavery. I'm pretty sure it and then counts natives as nothing. So,
well, what about isn't there like an equal treatment under the law in the Constitution? I don't
equal
think rights come
under the law. Yeah, it's the 14th Amendment. But the issue is it kills his character, and that's the problem. Like, he might have valid points on the checkpoints, but you know, it's like saying a serial rapist, you know, is suddenly, you know, is he going to be right about something? And it just dilutes the message. That's the problem.
I see that problem. How did you find out about that, Jared?
A gay friend of mine out in Seattle told me about it, and I Googled it, and I was like, wow, you're right.
I mentioned it on air and posted it on Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
I should have done my homework then.
Yeah. No problem. No, I appreciate that you brought it up, and I think it's worth doing. But, you know, here's where I come in on it. As I say, there is no Liberty Jesus. And to, you know, so when we say that he dilutes the message, I get where you're coming from, but that's only because other people have the expectation that there's a savior out there, that there should be this perfect liberty person, and you can't point to him. The closest that anybody's been able to come is the Lysander Spooner fella. But, when you look at
him. He had a neck beard.
Ludwig von Mises.
He's not diluting the message. He's like poisoning the water. I mean, he's just that bad.
But yeah, I mean, to be that much against people's rights. I mean, to be preaching about rights at a checkpoint, but then to be no, you're gay, so you need to die. That's a disconnect.
That's the kind of stuff that only comes from closeted gay people.
Well, that may or may not be true. But, I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but this guy made a video, and the video itself can be instructional.
Right.
And without anything, without it being anything else. And I'm not saying
a broken clock can be right. twice a day, right?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's a broken clock, and he was right once. That's all I would claim on that video. And, you know, it's a great lesson for everybody who believes in the liberty messages. There isn't one. There is no liberty savior.
Yeah.
It's not Ian. It's not Mark. It's not Brian. It's not Stephanie. Well, it might be Brian.
It's not me.
Thanks for the call, Jared.
I thought it was Bradley Chartist. Can I get to my second point about the Robin Hooding thing?
All right.
You're asking the wrong people, Jared, because none of us do this Robin Hooding.
I saw it yesterday.
Well, I was just watching the pushback from that retired cop, and it seems like this is the one issue that a lot of the residents of Keene are getting in back of you on. And
yes.
From my understanding, they can't make it a crime to put money in the meter. So my question is, when is parking wars, you know, where they do the reality show on the meter maids going to come up to Keene? That would make a show.
I've heard that they have been informed of the Robin Hooding.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what the answer is there, but it should be very interesting. I don't know even, I've never seen this Parking Wars show. I cannot imagine that anybody sits around and watches meter maids do their thing, but I've watched other of these reality shows where it's like people doing tow truck work and that kind of thing. So, you know, I've actually watched a very interesting one on gypsy women, American gypsy women, and fascinating stuff. So, you know, maybe.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Pizza Guy calling from North Dakota. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about coma patients.
Okay.
You know, everybody knows that a coma patient has the ability to wake up and get better. They're definitely human beings, but right now they're just a big hunk of flesh.
Okay.
And let's say I am a coma patient healer. I've got thousands of coma patients in the back, and I go up to a...
This is a pretty strange world we're living in, all right.
I go up to somebody and I say, okay, here's the plan.
Do you deliver your coma patients hot within 30 minutes?
No.
He's a pizza guy.
Oh, I just got it.
I'm going to pose a moral conundrum here, okay? So I say, okay, I'm going to install this coma patient in your house. I'm going to sublet it into your house. And you got to take some of your food, pour it down, and your electricity is going to be consumed. And this coma patient, you know, most likely is actually just going to die as soon as we plug him in here. But, you know, they'll probably just sit around here for a while.
For 9 months or for 18 years?
Exactly. I have no idea what you're talking about here,
no,
Pizza Guy. Hold the line, hold the line, and do whatever you can about whatever that weird noise is in the background.
It's the steam coming off the pizzas. It's just...
Sounds like...
I thought it was windshield wipers.
Steam-covered, steam-powered car. 855, 450-free.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's been, you know, kind of around, as it always is, kind of across the board, a bunch of different topics. We've been talking about parental responsibilities, child custody, this fellow, Pastor Steve Anderson. And you can call in and comment on all of that or anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And real quick, just want you to know, when it comes to a home loan, there's interest and principal in the payment, and the interest tends to be front-loaded. When you have a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which is kind of the gold standard mortgages here in the United States, not around the world, but in the United States it is, you got to kind of ask yourself, why is that? Well, maybe, you know, maybe it's just sort of cultural, or maybe it's because people know in other countries that, you know, you're paying much more interest with a 30-year fixed than you are with a 20-year fixed or a 15-year fixed. With a 20-year fixed, you're paying 50-50 on the payment immediately, like right out of the door. It's the first payment is 49.6 goes to principal, and by 4 months you're actually splitting it to 50-50. On a 30-year fixed, it takes 10 and a half years to get to 50-50 principal and interest. On a 15-year fixed, right out of the door, it's 60%. So just give the folks at MortgageMinuteGuy.com a call before you get a loan, and make sure that you understand what all your options are, and see whether they can give you a better deal on a better loan. Their number is 866-288-0088. You can't, I mean, the Mortgage Minute Guy, you can trust them. They've been advertising, they've been around for a very long time, and there aren't many names nationally more respected Mortgage Minute Guy. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Well, the pizza guy had to drop off. I guess that he had to deliver a...
I'm kind of disappointed about that because I was really curious to hear where he was going with that coma analogy.
We will see if he decides to call back in, but there are pizzas that need to be delivered in this world. So let's go to Abel calling in from New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Sure.
Good to speak with you, Stephanie and Brian.
Thank you.
Me too.
excuse my voice. I'm recovering from a significant illness.
Okay.
I can hear that. Wow. I hope you feel better soon.
I actually feel great, but the voice is still...
You know, sometimes it's like that. You feel fine, and then but you sound awful.
Yeah.
Nimi, our Wednesday host, she came in here before the show on Wednesday, and she said, "Hey, guys, how I can't talk." And, I mean, it was awful. So she was fine. She said she felt fine, but she just couldn't hear her at all. So, anyway, go ahead, Abel. What's on your mind?
Anyway, I wanted to kind of flesh out the whole Steve Anderson thing. I kind of followed it from the beginning. And what had occurred to him was, on his own, he, like, came up. I don't know if he had, you know, seen some of Terry Bressey's stuff or...
Who's Terry Bressey? You know,
he's a Checkpoint USA.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Or you know, Shelton from 4409, because he's done a lot of these same videos. You know, from the same area. You know, if you're traveling across southern Arizona, you're running into this crap all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. And you know, Steve Anderson, I mean, his religious beliefs aside, was, you know, I think a hero in that he got beat down. I mean, he got tased twice, the windows busted on his car. You know, when he pulled over to secondary, he was trying to continue to have a dialogue with these thugs, you know, from the car, and didn't want to get out. And they weren't going to have any of that. I mean, I think they had the fake dog, you know, positive.
Yeah, where they trained, you know, the response. Dog to alert.
Yeah, right. You know, they learn how to, you know, get what they want from the dogs, so that they can, you know, beat you up. And so on this particular event, this you know, the original one that I know of from him. He hired Mike Victor. Mark Victor, you know, shot down the criminal charges against him.
And Mark Victor, by the way, is like a liberty-oriented attorney in Arizona, as I understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very much part of the Phoenix area liberty contingent there with Bernie Hancock and all the good guys out there.
Yep.
And so... You know, he's actually, I think, going on with a civil suit as well. So, and you know, with his regard to his, you know, gay bashing, that's awful, and I don't condone any of that. I think that's just the perfect result of hierarchical, you know, religious organizations that pretend to be spiritual, but have, you know, are loaded with dogma, and I discount that completely. I don't think, you know, he pretends to be a Christian. I think that any remedy that for gays in his mind would be something that God imposes rather than anything else.
Brain cancer, for instance.
well, exactly. So, you know, where does brain cancer come from? Whatever.
Abel, I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, I do have to wonder, though, about this. Like, I think one of the things that a lot of these guys like to do is wrap themselves up with the flag whenever their attendance starts to come down.
Okay.
And a lot of these pastors like to use politics and all this, that they like to meld the two in the church.
Pastors have a long history. You know, the men of the cloth have a long history of being sort of politically active to some extent.
As to where Christianity originally, even especially in this country, wanted nothing to do with politics. to some degree. Maybe I could be called inaccurate on that, but I can't help but wonder if sometimes these things are politically expedient, or if they're expedient for a person to get more attendees to the church.
Let me take the other side on this one, and I'm not entirely sure I exist on this other side, but let me take it for a second. So, if we hold up this idea that somebody, because of, you know, some belief or another, is shouldn't represent the liberty principles, then that can be sort of applied to all kinds of things. I'm a convicted felon, and the first thing that somebody who disagrees with me politically, if they know that information, is he's a convicted killer.
Yeah.
Now, they don't know anything about me. They don't know that I've been, that I was released by the Florida Supreme Court. They don't know, a ruling by them. They don't have any idea what the reasons of, the case or anything. Nothing. But that's the first thing they'll bring up. And I guess I kind of got to say is, did I do something wrong? Absolutely. I've done something wrong in my life, and I'm sorry. And, I've done everything I can to make that as right as I can. But,
it's not as though the statists have very, morally upstanding representatives.
Agreed,
either.
Absolutely. But they're not looking at it that way. They just want to point fingers. And
Nobody's
perfect, I guess, is what I'm saying. Anderson isn't either.
Exactly. That's the thing, though. The people who would want to, I guess, impugn liberty people, not just Steve Anderson, but, mm-hmm. To impugn, and I don't even know if Steve Anderson is a liberty person otherwise, other than standing up against the checkpoints,
yep.
But... people who would want to impugn liberty people, they don't hold them to the same standard as they do with, for instance, politicians or whatever. Like, if a politician embezzles money or has an affair or is closeted gay or whatever...
People just expect it.
Yeah, people expect it. And it's, that's his personal life. That has nothing to do with his politics. Remember when Bill Clinton, was having, did the whole thing with
Lewinsky thing.
Yeah, in the Oval Office. And people, I just remember, I was a little kid at the time, but I remember people saying, it doesn't matter. It's what he does in his off time. It doesn't affect his politics. He's still a great Democrat and a great president. And, even I heard that at the age of, 8 or 9, and,
Yeah, but...
Sounds like a big fat liar to me.
Yeah, but I mean, my point is, the Westboro Baptist Church, okay?
Yep.
They love all the negative press they get. Every time people post something about hating the Westboro Baptist Church, that just, to them, that armors them and it gets them more followers, and it does.
Hmm.
And so my point is I just wonder if this guy is just being, he's doing some kind of shenanigans to... to attract more people to his church.
But do you think the Westboro Stunting. Baptist Church also believes, what they're doing? Because I think they do.
Well, they do.
I think they absolutely are totally convinced of it, and they see the followers that it gets them maybe as a positive side effect, but they would do it
right.
Anyway. And actually, I think that, Mark, you've said this on the show in the past, that there are some religious people who get a kick out of being persecuted, essentially, that, it brings them together, it strengthens their community or their convictions to be persecuted. And so if they're doing things like this and getting persecuted, then maybe that's, they get a payoff from that, so to speak, in terms of more publicity and followers.
Certainly some people will act that way. There's no doubt about it. 855-450-FREE, your calls next on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC-branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.